All right, so who watched Tucker? Raise your hand if you watched Tucker Carlson's interview, the full hour with Tony Bobulinski. It was amazing.
She watched it. I didn't watch it. She filled me in on how it was the entire hour of him just spilling the tea, as the kids would say.
You know what my kid would say to me right now?
You're such a loser.
Be like, don't ever say that.
Seriously, don't do that. Like, you are.
I'm not allowed to say the cool
words.
That
is so lame. So lame.
But even when I try to be cool, I'm not allowed.
I feel like I used it in the right context.
You totally did.
Yeah,
but
I did.
You would also. I use them in the right context too, and I'm still not allowed.
Yeah, but I'm 49, so I can't do that.
I get the eye rolls. I get the oh my gods, mom.
Like, why did you just say that?
It's
like,
I get
totally,
all of that.
That's totally uncool.
But she totally used it right.
I did.
And he did spill all the tea.
He spilled all the tea.
Spilled it all over the floor.
He did.
Spilled it into the
street. He basically had like one of those Nerf guns with like, you know, he was like shooting the tea everywhere. You know what I mean? He was shooting it.
It was incredible. And actually,
Kira said plausible deniability.
Exactly. But I know I said he was incredible, but also he was so credible. And that was the main thing. Is it like, the only reason he went to do that interview is because no one else is reporting on this. No one is investigating it. The FBI is not saying anything. Department of Justice isn't saying anything. And he's out there like, you guys, this is a big deal. I don't know how else to say it. I met with Joe Biden on not just one occasion, but a couple of different occasions. And he is involved. He is massively compromised. Massively compromised. So it's a huge problem and it needs to be addressed. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And then he totally eviscerated Hunter Biden. Not Hunter. I'm sorry. Adam Schiff. He eviscerated
for all the Russia
Adam
bull
Schiff.
Crap. Yeah. For all
it was amazing.
Is anybody buying that anyway? I mean, the fact that they're coming out and saying it's Russia again.
Oh my
God. Seriously? If you are buying that, then you are a Democrat. And you're just like, yes, master.
It's the only record that Adam Schiff knows how to play.
It's
the only one.
God, that guy. I can't believe he hasn't been, like, walked out of town. What an idiot.
It was really, really. And that's the thing, too. You know, this guy was genuinely angry at Adam Schiff, but also the rest of the media and Joe Biden. Because remember, he was at the debate. He was an invitee of Trump's at the last debate. And he said it literally took everything in him not to scream liar at Joe Biden when he was trying to say, oh, this is just a smear campaign. It's Russian disinformation, blah. And he's sitting right there going, I met you. You met with me. We had a discussion about this business. So why are you lying? Like, it must be so frustrating because he served his country.
Yeah,
his father served our country.
That's what's so awful, right, is that he did do that.
And apparently that was, like, the highest rated Tucker Carlson show of all time.
Are you serious?
Space. Yeah. Like, it was, I mean, everybody was watching it because you can't see this
anywhere else.
Which is ridiculous.
That is unbelievable. Wow.
It is even more unbelievable after you watch that interview and you realize how corrupt the entire media is being
by
not covering this.
I mean, they are in bed with the Democrats smoking a cigarette, ma'am.
They
are so, like, having sex with the Democrats, smoking all the cigarettes. It's gross.
It's
terrible.
And it's terrifying because, you guys, Joe Biden, let's face it, he has a significant chance of being the president. And if that happens, all of
this
stuff is going to not only continue, but there will never be consequences. There will never be reporting on it. We will never know. And then where are we left?
Well, alternative media will just boom.
Yeah.
It'll boom.
It has to.
It will. Like the Breitbarts and the Blazes and the Daily Wires and, you know, us.
Or maybe, I'm going to put my optimism pants on.
Really?
Right now. I'm putting my optimism.
They're really cute. I mean, they have polka dots, you guys.
They are.
They have polka
dots. The
cutest
optimism
really
pants
like,
ever.
Gingham. She really likes gingham.
Wait, gingham and polka dots?
Together. They're so Papagallo. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here is why I'm going to be optimistic for a second.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's pretend for a horrifying second, mm-hmm. that Joe Biden becomes president. Okay, let's just sink that in.
Soak that in?
Because then I'm going to give you the positive. I'm going to give you the silver lining.
Why is there a positive in that?
Here is what could potentially occur.
Okay.
Trump is out of the picture, right?
Mm-hmm. He starts a communications company.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
He's totally going to do it, FYI. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But what if, because there is no Trump left for everyone to focus their hate energy on?
What are they going to do?
What if they too, those people in the media, because they don't have Trump to report on anymore, what if they begin to actually do their job? Because what choice do they have?
No,
they have nothing to report on except for the president, right? And so what if they get fed up with corruption? What if that happens? Because they're not going to hate. They're not going to have Trump to hate anymore.
I don't know if they're going to get fed up with corruption. I think that they'll still kind of cover for him because they're going to. They're not going to look introspectively. They're not going to be like, "Wow, we've been screwing up for the past 4 years.
No,
we've been
they
covering
won't.
For this guy. We've literally been licking his butt for the past 4 years and covering for all of his corruption and all of his crap." I don't think they're going to do that.
But they could act as though any new information is like a huge shock to them. You
maybe.
Know what I mean?
And we're going to be like, what the hell? Yeah, I mean,
oh, yeah. All of us will be like, what really?
You like,
just joining
welcome,
this party?
Welcome to the party, pal.
And
yeah.
Speaking of parties that people are welcome to, pal, Nick Kristof, you know that guy? Nick Kristof from like
liberal.
The New York Times, whatever.
Yeah.
So
We wrote about him in our book.
We did. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But he just tweeted the other day. I think he wrote a piece about it. He tweeted it as if it's brand new information. He was like, you guys, now I'm paraphrasing because he doesn't ever say you guys.
No.
But he said, you guys, it turns out based on all of these articles by science that there's really a very, very, very low risk of COVID spreading in schools.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
And
he even went on to say, turns out it may be more harmful for kids to not be in school.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God.
Really?
I wanted to punch everything in the face. Because I was like, we have been screaming this for 6 months.
Was he ratioed like 6 ways to Sunday?
I don't know if he was ratioed. I know. I retweeted him and I was like, seriously? Just now you're getting this? Just now?
Oh my
you're
God.
You're getting this?
God, these people.
I mean, but see, this is what I'm saying.
Because they live in an echo chamber.
Right. What if that happens? What if journalists, if Biden wins, what if they all are like, oh my God, what if they see the light? And they're like, wait a minute, this guy kind of sucks.
Yeah, and that Trump guy wasn't so bad. You know, he wasn't so bad. Really? You dumbasses. God, I swear.
I'm just saying that's my like silver lining possibility.
Because
without a focus of hate, which is consuming them right now,
yeah.
If that focus of their hate goes away,
yeah,
I
truly do believe though that if he does win and Trump moves on, I really do think he will start a media company.
He has to.
I think that he will because there's been speculation of that in the past.
And he would be so good at it.
Oh, he'd be fantastic at it.
I mean, he's like a master of it.
Yeah, he would start a giant media conglomerate, right?
Well, and so I guess the bad side of that is that the media would still have something to hate, right? They would still be able to have something to target their hate on and continue to cover for Biden or Kamala or whoever is president.
Who cares? It still would be, it would do great. It would be an alternative to all the other crappy media out there. It would just be another conservative network because, I mean, let's face it, Fox isn't as conservative as it used to be. And people will be like, Fox is so conservative. I'm like, so what? I mean, every other network on the air is completely liberal. So what? It's like, why is that bad that Fox leans to the right? Who cares?
I know.
Why?
Can we have anything?
I know, right? I mean, why is it bad? And they're successful. So that tells you something. I get so irritated when liberals get bent out of shape and they say that Fox is conservative. So? Why is that bad? I mean, are we not allowed to have one?
Can we not?
Yeah, right?
So, anyway, yeah. Let's see how the rest of the media reports on that interview, if they do it at all, if they even touch it. It's going to be really hard for them to ignore that because you know every Republican congressperson is going to be screaming about it. So we'll just have to see. But, yeah, nobody's covering it except for Tucker right now. Philadelphia. Seriously.
It's a mess.
People just need to calm down. Now, are we to the point, because this guy that the police shot was literally lunging forward at them with a knife, are police now no longer to defend themselves from an actual violent threat? This is where we are.
This is the thing.
We're not going to allow police to take care of a violent criminal.
And if you suggest that that's not okay, you're a racist.
I mean,
if you're white, you're a racist, right?
I've sort of just accepted my fate when
you're
it comes
a racist.
To being called a racist.
You're just a racist. But this is where we're at. Because I mean, I I saw that the other day, and I was just like, wait. So, I mean, he had a knife.
And he was hurling himself forward at them.
Right.
With that
so
knife.
What are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do? I mean, if it were your husband, your brother, your dad, or like in that situation, what would you want him to do?
I'd want them to use the training that they'd gotten to defend themselves.
I don't...
I mean, this is a no-brainer.
I know. And it used to be that that was common sense. Like, and we would side with the cop.
Yeah.
And we would be like, the cop needs to do what he needs to do. And that person is a criminal. So what are we doing? And listen, this is why we're not going to have any cops left.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody, I don't know why anybody would sign up right
why
now.
Why would you want to do that? I wouldn't want either or any of my three kids to be cops right now. And it's not because I don't respect what cops do. I absolutely respect cops. But, I mean, it's just not safe for them. It's not. And nobody, there's no respect for cops in this country anymore. It's terrible what we've done to that profession. It's just reprehensible what we've done to that. We know cops. And I feel terrible for them. I do. What this country has done to cops is just, it's inexcusable.
It's shameful, as our voicemail caller would
yes.
say.
Yes. Shameful. It is. We had a voicemail caller that says that we're shameful.
And why so I forget why we were shameful.
I can't remember. It's a number of reasons, I'm sure. But he called shameful. And said that we're shameful. And so we play it on a loop as much as possible because we love it when liberals call
favorite.
Us shameful.
It's great.
Yeah.
And now last night, second night of violence, because there's a Democrat mayor and a Democrat governor, it's like they can't predict that these things are going to happen. And so what do we get? We get an entire Walmart that was riddled with bullet holes and completely looted, because of course that's what you should do when you disagree with something that a cop has done.
What did the Walmart do?
Well, exactly.
What did the Walmart do?
I mean, it's just, these people are animals. Animals. If you are a looting rioter, you can suck it every which way. I mean, I can't with you. Can't.
It's freaking senseless.
It's almost time for us to go really quickly in case anybody. Because
hold
I just
on,
told,
let me see the template.
I
really
told
quick.
Her about this morning. If you've watched The Vow on HBO or if you've watched Seduced on Stars and you've been following the Nexium cult, Keith Raniere got sentenced to 120 years in prison yesterday, and it was awesome.
Did you guys know, like, we talked the other day about 50 Cent and how he said he's voting for Trump and everything. He backtracked on that.
Of course he did, because, like, Chelsea's offering him...
Right. Because he got white-splained by Chelsea Handler, and then he was like, oh, I guess I hate Trump again. Wow. Seriously? Like, I can't believe that he did that.
I can. I mean, the guy's an idiot.
I can't. I really can't. I thought maybe he could think for himself.
Mm-mm.
Wow. She really put you in your place.
Remember, he dated Chelsea.
Yeah,
Handler.
But I mean, so she white-splained you. So she put you in your place, strong black man. Wow. That's some crap right there. But okay. Yeah, so he backtracked on that.
Anyway, if you haven't watched Seduced on Stars, watch it. It is fascinating. If you're into, like, cult stuff and, like, Scientology and, like, learning about how crazy all those people are, it's really good. I promise.
I'm looking to see if any comments have anything. There is a dude pushing a washing machine on a dolly. Yeah, I know. I don't. Right? I know. I don't.
Insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely
I know. He got,
insane.
Like, 50 Cent got called out, so he chickened out. Yeah, right? Like, what? How? You're not a strong black man.
No, you're not.
If you can't stand up to naked Chelsea Handler, what is wrong with you? I know. We know where 50's balls are. Balls.
Balls.
You guys bring it in.
Bring it in!
Have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. Each day we give conservatives good, bad, and crazy news, and with this insane news cycle, there's never been a better time to join us. Subscribe to the 3 Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.